let's be briskers again, at least the beginning of this year.
On Friday, we called Reb Chaim Day. We spent the whole shiur learning Reb Chaim's, almost the whole shiur. We did the Reb Chaim and Hilchos Trumas, to review that very, very briefly. Chaim points out that the Rambam is criticized by the Ravid, and he suggests that what bothered the Ravid was a mere suggestion. The Ravid was a tzioni. How can you even suggest chas v'chalila v'chalila v'chas that if a goy buys kark in Eretz Yisrael, it's considered like chutzlaretz? Chaim's lashon, chutzlaretz. No such thing. Eyes of machlokas ain't kinyan or yesh kinyan. Even if you hold yesh kinyan, it's unimaginable should be treated like chutzlaretz. And Reb Chaim, in fact, says, in point the fact that it's unimaginable, no one ever said it. But if you were to put two pieces together, and Reb Chaim's fantastic analysis, which we went over on Friday, vertical and horizontal, I'm not going to repeat the whole thing, there was a logical possibility that it would be considered like chutzlaretz. And now I'm saying it's not true. Okay, that's kitzur nimratz. Good, fine. But then, and then we have to start now to the Rambam, those who have a Rambam, in Hilchos Bikurim, Reb Chaim comments as well. So again, everyone should have a Rambam. Generally, you have to have a Rambam every day. You can't move without a Rambam when you learn these in Yonah. So please, everyone should have a Rambam on hand so we can be able to analyze as best as we can. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. The Rambam is in Hilchos Bikurim. It says basically the same thing as he said in the Chos Trumas, but there's an interesting addition over here, and that's the Ravid. In the Chos Bikurim, Perek Beis, Halacha Tesvov. Hamoche Sadeh Legoi V'chozer V'lekoch V'chom Imenu. Whereas the Mevi Bikurim Min HaTorah. Whoa! The whole sugar's in the Gemara. Not getting Mem Zayin, it was Tikkun Olam, they were Mafkiat, Rav Ashi, defending the Mandama that holds Yesh Kenyan, Ain Kenyan rather. She'en of Kas Ben Amitzis, B'Kenyan Agoy, Ain Kenyan. Zok derived six words. Afal Pi, that's three words. She'bikru B'Rishus Agoy, that the fruits reach the critical agricultural milestone of Bikru, which is presumably similar to what we called last time Onas Amasros, for the perspective of Chiyuv Maaser, which is sometimes about Havoas Shlish, and the different stages within fruits is when it reaches certain levels of the development of the fruit. We're not going into those details right now, but it's an agricultural milestone. Even though it reached that, and that's the only one, there's only one milestone in agriculture. There is any given grain, fruits, vegetables. There is one agricultural milestone which the Poskim talk about, based on the Sugyas of the Gemara, and the Rishalmi, and Mishnayis. And it reached that level when it still belonged to a goy. Very nice. And the $64,000 question is the Rambam in agreement or in disagreement? That's a very significant point. You know, the Ravid is the Ravid, and we understand that he's very important. But it comes to Pesach Halacha, generally speaking, especially in the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam is usually the one that we follow. So much so, that when the Chazon Ish has a whole polemic about Shemitah, he tries to debunk the theory that the Rambam is the Mora Da'ara de Yisrael. You have to follow all the Rambams. So it's not true. Hilchos Eretz Yisrael is no different than Hilchos Shabbos, and Hilchos Kashrus, and Hilchos whatever. It's not a true theory. Well, there are those who disagree, especially certain Sephardic Gedolim say we have to follow the Rambam no matter what, even in his Chumras. And the Rav Avadya suddenly turns around and says, "Well, not this time." So it's fascinating. We'll get to that a little bit later. Okay, fine. Everyone follow me so far? You got me? Good. Let's open up Chaim and see what he says. That's a major question. Rav Chaim's in Hilchos Bikurim. Perek Beis, Halacha Tetzvah. We began at the end of the shiur on Friday. We didn't really get too far. Good. So he quotes the Rambam and the Ravid. And then he quotes something which is important. And I think this is not, you don't have Reb Chaim in front of you, but you do have, and this I think is line number one. Is it here? Maybe it's not one. Somewhere in the Maram Akoma sheet. Let's see. It's not there. Okay, well, if you open your Rambam, because the Reb Chaim himself quotes something from with the Sefer Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah and Perek Beis Halacha Tesvav. Let's see what it says there, okay? Perek Beis Halacha Tesvav and Nuchas Bikurim. Please give a peek in the Kesef Mishnah. Yeah, we know the Rambam says, Ein Kinyan L'Nachri, as he said in Perek Alef Halacha Yudin Nuchas Trumas. We said this already. He quotes the Ravid, then he says, Shalotoma came in Shabiku Vishusagoi for Niftaru. Vichain das, no, this is the Radvas. Vichain das Rabbeinu, the came in Shlonifka Biosu Vyadagoi, hold the Chazal the Kocha Mimenu, Haviki Lugoda Lakol Vishusisro. So he, the Radvas says right away that the Rambam agrees with the Ravid. That's what he says. Kesef Mishnah, on the other hand, quotes the Mari Kurkus. No. Rabbeinu the Tamei Ozil, who mefarsh Masha Amru, and Kenyan Lagoy Beretz Yisrael Afkia, Hainu, im Chazar Yisrael Kona HaSodeh, as we saw in Perek Aleph and Nechos Trumas, v'lechein Kosef Kan, v'chazar l'kocha mimenu, shesolver Rabbeinu the Brais of Achim Mari, $64,000 question. I'm going to agree. Disagree. Derive it. No. Efsha the dummy the payrus shen ismarcher b'shosagoy shein yisrael akon achayef. End quote. No. The Rambam disagrees with the Rambam. Now here gets a little bit sticky and tricky. We mentioned this a little bit on Friday because Bikurim has one din and Trumas and Ma'aseh have a different din. You know why? Because Trumas and Ma'aseh have a second point of reference, a second critical moment in their development. That's called Miruach. Miruach is what we call Gemar Malach. That's the moment as of which one may not eat under any circumstances from this fruit or vegetable or grain. You may have learned this somewhere in Shas Bavli, in some of the Mesechas that you learn, is a concept of Achilas Aroi, Achilas Keva. You probably come across it somewhere or other in your travels through Shas. And we say that once it reaches what we call Onas HaMasro, so Achilas Keva is not allowed, presumably with the Rabbonan. But the really the Chiv Tevel Daraisa, what it used to be with the Shemayim in the old days, was only from the point of the Miruach. Some actually had Rias Pnei Abayas. We're not going through all of Hitler's drawing, right? I'm just giving you a couple of terms for your glossary. Keep it in mind, you're going to come across it somewhere in Maram HaKomis. You should know what the words mean. Fine. So, what do you do with Bikurim? When it comes to Trumas and Maisis, there's a second question to be asked. Well, what happened during the time of the Miruach? Was it owned by a Jew or owned by a Goy? When it comes to Bikurim, there's no such question. There's no such thing as Miruach. So that's why the critical issue now becomes, what about Bikurim? Now, if you ask me, why am I spending so much time on Bikurim? We don't have Bikurim these days. Bikurim was to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't exist. Who knows why? Why are you spending so much time on Bikurim? Saying, but maybe he said this because Shemitah is similar to Bikurim. Shemitah also has no second moment. There's no Gemara Malach. There's no Miruach. There's no. So what we're discussing here about Bikurim, the Chosh should be very relevant with respect to what we're learning this year, which is Shemitah. That's why Bikurim, a whole lumdish Reb Chaim, two opinions in Reb Chaim, sound like it's completely lumdish. It has nothing to do with reality. No, as we often see, the lumdish of Reb Chaim Brisker is critical in our understanding of halacha lemaisa, what to do. Okay? With me so far? Good. Having said this in my introduction, let's take a look and see what the story is. So Reb Chaim says, I'd like to, why should we read it in his words? Reb Chaim is, his words are better than mine. So he quotes the Kesef Mishnah, quotes back in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud, and let's read it again. Etzem Aval ha-peiris, l'chu le'alma yesh kinyan l'nachi v'eretz Yisrael, l'afkiyan mitrumas v'maisris. Again, unless there's going to be a leira miruach. That's what Chanas has mentioned at this particular moment. That's the truth. If you look in Perek Aleph, Aloch Yud Aleph, in Rambam, it's Beferish. Oh, fine. But then, says Reb Chaim, what the Kesef Mishnah adds in the next line, the Bikur B'Shus Nachri, Dinuch in Ismarcha B'Shus Nachri, is a Tam Sheni. It's the second reason in the Kesef Mishnah. And therefore, the Potter from Bikurim, so therefore, it's the same as it was in the hands of a guy straight through. It's part, even if you hold Ein Kinyan Anachi, you can move over to Gisham. That's for sure. What should we say now? That both reasons of the Kesef Mishnah are really one. Because the first reason is very difficult. Halach Yud Aleph, he says, the payers which grew in the Rishus Goy, Amirchan Yisrael, Chayim and Chumas and Mises. Oh, here's Reb Chaim's brisker words, listen to the words. No. Dafka sham chozun u'mischayv anadei miruach. That's the Rambam, he quotes the Kesef Mishnah, the most critical and the biggest, the most important Kesef Mishnah of the entire year, of this entire summer limud, is quoted at this line in the Rambam, in Reb Chaim. It's on Yomar HaMakom Mashiach. I'm just telling you, the most important of the entire year is Perek Dal Halacha Choftes. So line 4 of it, that's the number one for the year. So he says over there, that's the Kesef Mishnah says over there. It says over there. Trum is unique because it's another Shas Chiyuv of Miruach. But over here by Bikurim, doesn't exist. Oh. Atka. Fret of Chayim. It says in the Gemara Gidnaf Mem Zayin that the Machloikis with the Kinyan Anachri or no Kinyan Anachri is with respect to the Paris. Paris, Toshma, Rabbo say, you all have the Gemara Gittin. Let's go back to the Gemara Gittin. For those who either forgot it or never saw it, some newcomers, you either got a real honest-to-goodness Gemara Gittin, which is fine, as many of you did last week, or if you have this shortcut, what we call the Otzer HaShvius, where he has the Sugis of the Gemara, and it's the Toshma towards the very bottom of Mem Zayin and Mem Aleph. That's the Sugya. Toshma, Yisrael Shalokach Sodom Yehov Kachov. Ashloi v'yashlish v'chazer mechor alo v'shev v'yashlish chayeves b'maiser shekvon is chayva. So Reb Chaim quotes this Gemara. Okay, is chayva no is chayva lo yesh k'nil nachri harel ahedja the guf ha-karka eino nifkas min ha-mitzvahs gam l'man dom yesh k'nil nachri b'eretz Yisrael. How do you know? Uke retinan tibbe l'kocha kolam avos shlish chayeves b'trumas v'maisers. No, the karka is not paka. The rye is. You bought it back in time. Then the fruits that grow later on are going to be kadosh. They're going to be chayv and trumas and maisers. Raka peiris sheviu shlish brishus anachri. Who shenifku mitrumas and maisers mandami eshkinim nachim beretz Yisrael? Ain't kinyan not. So what's the case of Mishnah saying? Ha peiris atzman shegodlu brishus anachri. Everyone agrees it's potter. It's against the Gemara. Beyond that, what do you mean, Miruach? It makes him chayef. The achash hufku, a key word of chayef. Hufku. Hufku. Who wants to translate hufku? Mafkia. Who wants to give a good translation in English? Uproot? Okay. Uproot? Okay. It's one way to say it. Ech yachzu v'yischayvu. How could you become chayv later on? Zok Reb Chaim. We already spoke about this on Friday. He says, although it's true that the halacha relates to the peiris, no. It starts with the karka. It starts with the karka. The hafka and the karka helps to knock out the chiyuv trumas v'maisa on the peiris. And he quotes Rabbi Osei a Mishnah in Demai and a Gemara in Besech Nebava Metzia Daf Kufal, which we spoke about on Friday. Reb Chaim quoted Nichus Trumas, quoted again Nichus Bikur. Hare, if you hold Yesh Kinyan and Nachri Beretz Yisrael, Petur and Aperes Metrumas and Maisris, after Etzem Aperes and Shelah Yisrael, because he's a renter. He's a sharecropper.
came in the kark, you shall know who you mafkas as a person, Trumas and Mises. Then afko keeps using the same word over and over again. That's the briskus. Over and over and over. It bangs into your head. Shekhal ala kark, I mean, kinyan nochi, with respect to the payers. Okay? It's not just purely on the payers. It's then in the kark with respect to the payers. Oh. Now, so the Kesef Mishnah is correct. Let's chazer again. Everyone agrees is the ptur on the payers themselves. The fight is on the kark with respect to the payers. So the Gemara says, Havo Ashlish, even the man dam holds ain't kinyan nachri beretz Yisrael. Petura miyachal ala peris. Here comes the Chaim's Lamdus. Listen to the words of the Lamdus. It's a mission in Peah Perek Dalet. Im nifteru mishat mishas chavasan shuv einan chozros umischayvos. If it's potter at the moment of the chiyuv. That's it. It's never chayiv again. Zok Reb Chaim, choluk b'zeh. That's the most important word of all brisk. Choluk. A distinction. His division. Is drawn. Shas chavos nevavah shlish, which is the agricultural milestone. Mi'ah shas chavos nesham miruach, which is a human element, when you smooth out the pile of wheat. Why? Look at Reb Chaim's beautiful lovers. This is merit. The beemes haray aperis sheviu shlish v'lonis machu haray einan chayav asod b'tshuvas v'maisis. They're not yet chayav. You're allowed to have achilas aroi even mid rabbanon. They're not yet chayav. So then, what's the point? What is it? What does this milestone achieve? Listen carefully. If not, the yisodas is roim. Rak havos shlish moel linyan hekser aperis b'tshuvas v'maisis shem koral en shem hakri hashem shalen kayemis. If you say Hareza Meiser before it reaches Havo Ashlish, Dvorim B'Telim U'Mavu Tolim Lo Shririn V'Lo Kayamin, you wasted your breath. Once Havo Ashlish, you have the ability to set aside Trumas and Meisers. But by a level of Doraisa, what if I want to eat it without doing that? Be my guest. Rabbona Neyasar Achilas Keva B'Pshuta Rabbona. You hear what Chaim is saying? Look at the Chaim's lungs coming up now. Al kainira, the bezel of mahani ptura bialma. They put them anyway. Ptura bialma them. Comes up Chaim with his new lashon. A ptura is an exemption. A hafka, it we used before. It's an uprooting. It's probably a better word to use. Okay, but I don't have it on my tip of my tongue right now. So a ptura is an exemption. It can't have an exemption. It's exempt. Ain't ptura chala ptura. It's already exempt. Oh, a hafka. You uproot it completely, it cannot become chayiv later on. If it's merely a ptur, it's a ptur, it's a ptur already, who cares? But if it's hafka, then that's it, forget it. Oh. Shas miruach, that's the critical moment of the Gemara Chiyuv. For that, it's enough to have a ptur. Don't get a hafka. You got the briska lingo, you got to have the lingo down straight. But it comes to Havo Shlish. You have to have half ka. A p'tur won't help. It's already put. When it comes to miruach, a p'tur suffices. Everyone understand what I'm saying? This is. You have a question?
Yeah. Does miruach happen multiple times if it gets knocked over and you reach through the
app? That's a good question. Let's assume for the moment not, just to make life easier. Okay? Fine. Oh, lefisa nira. What's the Gemara say? Back to this Gemara. Hoya peres b'shas havosh l'shpiyad nachri. Peturin forever from Trumas and Mises, if you hold Yesh Kenyan. You listen carefully, please. When Haravosh, this was in the hands of a guy. So why are you potter? Because if you hold Yesh Kenyan, listen to the words of Reb Chaim. Yesh Kenyan means it's a hafka. Knocks it out for good. Uproots it forever. Can never come back. Never. Never. If you hold Ein Kinyan, there's no Hafka. It's a Ptura, what he calls a Ptura B'Alma, as it's in the hands of the guy. That works B'Shas Miruach. That works B'Shas Havo Shlish. It's put there anyway. Oh. You see from this Gemara, therefore, that Yesh Kinyan, the Nachri Beretz Yisrael, You understand the Kesef Mishnah perfectly, Rabosai. Meredik. Says the Rambam, we paskin ein kinyin lenochri. Okay? So therefore, what did the Rambam say in the Chosrumis? What did he say? He said, if it remains in the hands of a goy, and the goy did the miruach, peturin miklum. As it says what? The goncha velo the gan nochri. Now wait a second, Rabbi. So what did Moshe say over here? What did Moshe say about it? There's a whole fight, right? Look at the Gemara. Gemara is a discussion. However, it gets to where it gets. Look. One says the gancha velo the gan akum, and one says diguncha velo digun akum. Which way? Which who holds what? Slow. I'm asking a pshat question. You learned the Gemara a few times, right? One holds the gancha, one holds diguncha. Who holds which way? The machlokas with the yesh kinyan and kinyan. Yesh Kenyan holds which way? Pashup Shah, which way? The Gancha. Ein Kenyan holds which way? The Guncha. Rebbeinu D'Amakula. Rambam quotes the Gancha, he passes Ein Kenyan. That's against the Gemara. So I saw in the counter revolution, the school of the Chazon Ish, that they're against this whole Shtickel Torah. Yeah! He quoted the Gancha, he means the Guncha. So why did he say the Gancha? Well, that's what the Pasuk says. So they just, you know, they just knocked the whole thing out. You can't deny it, the Pasuk says the Gancha. But he means the Guncha. Ah, but he said the Gancha! This is some of the tension of Brisk versus Chazon Ish, which is a well-known tension. And, not to go into great details right now, but they discovered the Ksav Yad of the Chazon Ish, and the Gulyonis on the Reb Chaim. Oh, ho. This is a whole thing about this. You know, the briskers are really up in arms. I don't think the Chazon ever expected anyone to print this. I'm told they didn't print the first comment. He had a comment on the title. Yeah, could you not? Gilyonus Tichidusha Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi. I thought, that's what I was told, that the first error was, we don't call Achronim Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu is limited to Rishon. That they didn't print. Now, I can't swear that it was in there, but that's what I was told. To which others respond, look in Pesach Tshuva. Rabbeinu Akiva Eger. When I was in Talmud in Karen B'Avna, I learned by Rabbi Moshe Dimitman. I don't know if you know Rabbi Moshe Dimitman. Whoa. So he says, Anashim omrim al hashiur shali, ani lo medaber maspik al rishonim. I medaber al Abchaim, or Sameach, what are the names he mentioned to him? Kivege, ani lo mevin. Abchaim hu rishon, Kivege hu rishon, or Sameach hu rishon, ani lo mevin. That's what he told me, and this is way, way back. So, they call him Kivege Rabbeinu. Look, in Pesach Tshuva everywhere. Rabbeinu Kivege was considered like. So they had the briskers answer back. What they answer back? Lo shamanu, listen carefully. Lo shamanu chazon mi Moshe Shayo Hanavi. Whoa. Chazon Ish, name of the brother from Yeshaya. They call it Chazon Ish. I don't know if any of this is true. I'm just telling you it's apocryphally said over the yeshivas. So she's getting, there's a little bit of tension over here, which is going to be, okay. Whatever. At least everyone wakes up for this. Let's now go back to what Reb Chaim actually said. So what did Reb Chaim say? Reb Chaim quotes Rambam and Hilchos Trumas, Perek Aleph, the Gan Chavlo, the Gan Nachri. What does that mean? We paskin ein kinyan the Nachri. So what's the Gan Chav? It still exists. It exists as a Ptura B'Alma, but not a Hafka. The Gan Chav exists. It exists. It's a Ptura B'Alma. It's not a Hafka. Val Kain, Im Hoya Kinyan Nachri B'Shas Miruach, Tu Ikashas Chavosan, Oz Moel Gan Ptura B'Alma Lafkiyam Lo'om Etchumas V'Maisres. It doesn't mean, don't take the word the Gan Chav means the Gan Chav in its most literal sense. No. It means that the gancho, which is only a p'tur b'yamo when it comes to havoa shlish, because that's a shas p'tur anyway, so it has no effect. But when it comes to miruach, that suffices. That suffices. Meiridik. And he says further, the Pchaim, miruach nochi poter is called in Rama Malacha Yud Gimel. And there he claims, nothing to do with who owns it, but who does it. V'chein anochi shegoma peris Yisrael, ho v'diguncha, digunon v'yadnochi enachayom v'chumas v'may salam v'divrayim. And here, it depends upon who owns it, at shas miruach. The answer is, here it's a p'tur mishum kinyan nochi. I forgot the kaimalon, the ain't kinyan nochi where it's a strong, cause l'din hafkor. Have a p'tura miya havi kinyan anachri. And therefore, kinyan anachri b'shas miruach patas at that moment of chiyuv. So beautiful. The cast of mission is gewaldic. Peirot shebichu b'shas anachri p'tura mi bikurim against the ravid. Because with bikurim, ho nigma chiyuvan b'shas shebichu. There's only one time. There's only one agricultural milestone. That's all there is. And therefore, the kinyan anachri patas you. Meiridik. Meiridik. And when the Kesef Mishnah says it's comparable to the Smachi B'Shus HaNachri, what's the connection? Kinyan Nachri, Ruach Nachri, no! Miruach Nachri means when the Nachri did a Maisa Miruach, but the Smachi B'Shus Nachri, who Mishim Din Kinyan Nachri the Poter. That's what the Kesef Mishnah meant. What did he say? It doesn't say this Miruach Shel Nachri, that's unrelated to Bikurim. No! He was careful with his words. Nismachu b'shus nachri. That's a p'tur b'shas chova. Sending applies on both sides to bikurim. Meridik. This is mamash meridik. Chaim. Mosuk midvash. Mosuk midvash. This is Reb Chaim's major paragraph at the beginning of Hilchos Perek Beis Hilchos Bikurim. Halacha tesvav. Meridik. This is very nice. If we'd stop here, we'd be in great shape. The problem is, Reb Chaim, the ultimate Lamdan, doesn't stop when he has one gevaldik pshat. He goes further. When he goes further, it's going to be not good news for those who want to have leniency. He's over here with the Kesef Mishnah and the Marik. Reb Chaim knew how to slice something more than one way. Let's go to the second pshat of Reb Chaim. Look what he says. I'll give you a paraphrase into my words. Listen carefully, please. Miruach, with respect to Trumas and Maisers, listen carefully, please, is a Mechayev. He's a Briskel Lashonis. It's a Mechayev. When you have a Mechayev, and you want to get out of it, what's the opposite of Chayev, Rabbi Osai? Potter. Potter. But Bikurim says, Reb Chaim, there is no Maisa Mechayev, there's no need for a Maisa Mechayev. Yechayev Memela, unless you have a hafkar. That being the case, he wants to suggest that the Rambam agrees with the Ravid. The Rambam agrees with the Ravid. Whoa. Rambam agrees with the Ravid. Where would you get such a thing that the Rambam agrees with the Ravid? Let's see a few sources where it may happen. Those who saw the original Rambam in Hilchos Trumas, that we spent so much time on Friday, what did he say in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud in Hilchos Trumas? Goy shekon akaga beretz, let's look inside, please have a look inside. Goy shekon akaga beretz, lo hifkia min ha-mitzis, el ha-reik v'kdush asa, l'fichach im chaza yisrael l'kocham yimenu, ein ha-bekibash yochad, el ha-mafrish Trumas u-maisris, what is he at? What is he at? Who may be bikurim v'hakol menator kilo nimkro legoy mayol. He added the words who may be bikurim, who may be bikurim. Rabosai, the pashup shot in the Gemara is that way in Masechta Gittin. Those again who have the oats are open should open up. We started with the Mishnah hamocher sadeh la'akam lokeach who may be bikurim metikana ola. Very nice. Tikkun Olam. So the Gemara has over here on the Mem Zayin Amud Beis
We saw it a little bit on Friday. Let's read it again. Toshma, the eighth line. Hamocha sadei lo v'kocham. Lo k'chem mevikum me'tikun olam. Tikun olam. Imedarai salo. So Rav Ashi has this convoluted pshat to defend the shita of Ein Kenyan. There were two takanas back and forth. And many of the Rishonim say, so Rav Ashi went through hoops to defend the opinion of Ein Kenyan. That's a proof that we actually pask in that way. So Rav Chaim says to say, look, the Gemara talks here about Bikurim depending upon the shita of Ein Kenyan or Yesh Kenyan on the level of Doraisa. Let's see if I can find it to you. This is the last pack of Reb Chaim. I'll read you the whole thing. I mean, that Zeshik Asavnu, the Bibikurim Dai Bipturu Bialma, Gam Below Chalos Tanafka, because Oz Abe Gubar Chiyuvan, Eino Muchruch. The whole Shtikal Torah, but it's not Muchruch. Another brisket, it's not Muchruch. You don't have to say it that way. Why? The Eshlom Alo Dabi Miruach. The Miruach, Maisa Miruach Beshaitu Dabi HaMachayev. My Rebbe's, one of his favorite words was a Machayev. What's the Machayev? What's the Machayev? A real brisket term. V'den chavos and tali rak b'gemar pri. The caution is back with b'gemar pri shalhen chayav v'mele b'bikurim. V'yim kein. Har lo mahanya klal ma de b'shas gemar chiyuvan piturim hein. De mikol makom. Kol she'ein b'abdin hafka she'yufku ayde zeh lo'olam shevchoz v'nu mischai v'machakach v'chol shaita shas chiyuvani. Every minute is a potential shas chiyuv because it's a chiyuv de memeila. Can't compare it to miruach. And he wants to say, bad news for the Jews. I mean, for the truck, we had it in the bag. Reb Chaim, it was meridik. Until he turned on us at the end. V'nire de keinu gamdas harambam. Oy oy oy. Slow. V'had de naket tam alafish einem nifkas mina mitzvus. Ain't them yishum the koy ala karka, but rather gamli in a ptura the paris srichina and gamkin and the nafkor shechalag ala karka, based on the Mishnah Demai and the Bava Metzia Kufalif. V'zeh shekosav she'en nafkas min amitzus ratzaloma v'akein v'akochen or v'akein chayov and gam haperis v'bikurim v'afilu bikru b'shus nochri. Oy oy oy. And where did he get it from? Aleph Yud. He said, "Ain kinyan anachri." He said, "Respect the bikurim as well." The Chumash Amash, we just read it a second ago. Umashma the kulan shavin b'dineim. Ukemo the Chumash Amashis chayav and aperes shegodle b'shus anachri b'Chumash Amashis im chazu yisrael v'lokach imenu aperes. Ukemavu abarama halacha yiralf. Kemo kain the bikurim nami adin kain. The gam aperes gufayu lo nifku midin bikurim. Pesach shagod lebeshus anachri v'mchaz Yisrael alakach emenu chay bebikurim shem dekeva dein kinyan anachri beretz Yisrael akem emele lesbu din hafka sheyufku l'olam bebikurim rak p'tur l'shaytu d'havi bodem beshus anachri mididina de kinyan anachri v'shava bezeh bebikurim l'chumus v'maisus avolo din hafka l'olam u'kemoshe kasavnu. It says in Gittin daf mem zayin l'manda main kinyan anachri beretz Yisrael. It's against the Mishnah. Why only tikkun olam daraisa lo? Shma mina yesh kinyan anachi beretz Yisrael. Harei lehedya t'lemandam ein kinyan anachi beretz Yisrael. Eino mafkia gam mibikurim. It would not be mafkia from bikurim. What was its first tikkun Torah? Why did he print it? If it's against the Mefurash Gemara, why did he print it? Chaim must have a reason. There must be a way out of this one. So I'll leave it to you to figure it out. Because if Chaim would not have printed a Shtikl Torah, which is completely against the Gemara, that's not his star. Okay, but I don't want to take time now to. I have to get to critical issues of halacha lemaisa, so I'll leave it to you to figure out a way out, if there is one. The first half. This is the last paragraph of Chaim, but his everything else until then, the larger paragraph went in a different direction, and the whole shtickle Torah, by the way, is a different direction than Hichas Trumas. Hichas Trumas had a whole shtickle Torah, but finding a straw man, a lu yitzuyer, and there he's going. It seems to be in a different way, which is not, you know, not unusual. Chaim can have different mahalchim. Okay, maybe had different mahalchim in many things. So this is the Brisker tradition. Okay, I just wanted to show it to you. I read it to you a big chunk. And you have an assignment, how to figure out how Reb Chaim's first shtickle in Hilchos Bikurim is going to work. Shouldn't be against the Gemara Mefereshes. Doesn't seem that you're going to quote a whole piece against the Gemara Mefereshes. Oh. So now, Rabbi Osai, I have to tell you the following. I'm going to come out now with a new Chiddush. Again, if you look in the Kesef Mishnah, Perek Dal Halach of Tes, which we'll get to, Barichas, who talks about the possibility that what's owned by a Goy in Shemitah has no din of Kedusha Shvius at all whatsoever. So the whole analysis there is based on his analysis over here. That if a Goy owns it, Rabbi Osai, while he owns it, the Rabban passes Yesh Kenyan. He's presumably working with an assumption. When it comes to Truma Sumaisis, you get it back, you do a Miruach, you're Chayef. If you're living in another world where there is no Miruach, a world of Bikurim, a world of Shvius, once the guy owned it at the critical agricultural moment of Havah Shlish, that's it, Gamarnu. You buy it back, you're not required to treat the fruits of Kedusha Shvius. That's the case of Mishnah. We have to analyze a little bit more. But Moreno, Marana, Bet Yosef wrote other svarim, aside from Kesef Mishnah, aside from Beis Yosef. He had a tshuva sefer. It's tshuva Beis Yosef. It's another funny titled tshuva. Everyone knows what it's called? Avkas Rochel. You may have seen it quoted in the sugi. Avkas Rochel. They throws in another word. Aside from his main analysis, he throws in almost like kalachayat. As a matter of fact, to say the Pasa Shulchan. Who is the Pasa Shulchan? Written by Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov, Mitalmidei Agra. Yisrael Agoyin Atzadik, Yisrael Mishklov, Sheshimesh, Bebeis Medrash, Shul Agroza, Uvesof Yomav, Kova Yeshivosu, Bitzvas, Vesham Chibra Asefer Azeh. Pasa Shulchan is a whole series of Allah, because the Shulchan is very Makatzer. In Hilchas Trumas Ramayas and Shvius is almost nothing. It's a question why. But even Trumas Ramayas is not much. He wrote a whole sefer, and he wrote it in Tzvas. And you understand that Tzvas under the strong influence of who? Maran Bet Yosef. Obviously, the Pasuk Shulchan Tamid of the Grah came later. Beis Yosef lived, Rabbi Osai, in the 16th century. The Grah passed away at the end of the 18th century. So this time Rabbi Yisrael got there, it's probably, I'm not a historian, probably into the 19th century. So he's talking about more than 200 years after Maran Bet Yosef, and he's still writing in Tzvas under the strong influence of Maran, which exists according to Rabbi. Those who read Rabbi Avadji Yosef's Zatzal's biography, his whole, the best biography was Mimaran Ad Maran, this is when he was still alive, by one of the members of the Lau family. The whole vote of Rabbi Avadji was to reintroduce Maran Bet Yosef as the Maran Darar Yisrael. Finished. The Svarim started drifting away from Maran. And his whole life's mission, go back to Maran Bet Yosef. With exceptions that he, Maran Rav Avadja, and the Maran, made. But by and large, you have to follow Maran and you can't... That's, reading the biography is fascinating. It's amazing. The biography does not tell stories. Don't give you his intellectual history. I'm not saying the stories are also gavaldic. All these pictures and stories, they're good. Good for Yir Shemayim, good for history. But you want to know intellectual, what he stood for, that was it. And since I'm an Ashkenazi, it was hard for me to get into that world, but this Rav Lau did a good job, I think. Just reading as an outsider. Anyway, so the Pasa Shulchan, here, what I have is only on Shvius. other words, it starts over here, as it's written in this sefer, it starts Aleph, Beis, Gimel. But if you look in the other Sforim that quote it, it's many Simanim later, because this is the first, I think the first, I'm trying to do the math properly. What we're going to be discussing is what they call Dalet. Right? But Dalet, I think, is called something like, you test some of that. The others, the first 15 we don't have here. I only have the Pasa Shulchan and Shvi'is. The ones that Truma Smash, which I'm sure is also worthwhile, don't have. No, it's more than that. More than 50. I think it's whatever number. He quotes in Siman Tezayin. We don't have that over here. So we're missing at least 16 Simanim before we get to the first one. Fine, whatever it may be. So in his lengthy discussion, those who want to look it up at Barichas and have a few hours to learn it, it's what's called over here Shvi'is Dalid. Os Chavtes, Sivkat Chavtes. And it's called, it's a subtitle. Heter Tvuo Peris Shvi'is Bekakol Shulgoyim Bismanazeh Beretzor Beloktusha Shvi'is. A subtitle. It starts on page Mem Zayin, and each page is double, you know, Aleph and Beis. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. From Mem Zayin, all the way, it ends at page Nun Ches. That's 22 pages. A lot of pages. Now the reason it's so long is because there came along a Jew named the Ridvaz. I don't know who the Ridvaz is. Was not the Radvaz. Oh, no. The Radvaz lived at the time of the Rabbi Yosef Karo. The Ridvaz. Anyone know who he was? Who was the Ridvaz?
Famous Igeret.
Who?
The famous Igeret that was cooked to the Ridvaz.
That's correct. They were contemporaries. The Ridvaz was Rav Yaakov David. That was his first name. Rav Yaakov David. Hence the word Rid. As a matter of fact, in the Yerushalmi, he put his own. I'll tell you the story in a minute. Great. The story is unbelievable. He had no money to print his sefer. So he traveled to Chicago. Anyone here from Chicago? It's a tough town, Chicago. Ooh. It was a mafia town. It's only 100 years ago, it was a mafia town. So the Ridvaz came to Chicago, and he was to serve as a rav there. His main purpose was to raise money to print his Jewish parish in Yerushalmi. He had a parish all in Yerushalmi. He couldn't print it. Luckily, he went to Chicago, got the money. But he did not find favor in the eyes of the mafia. Because the mafia had a lock on the kosher meat industry. And the rabbis looked aside, you know, because they made him an offer they couldn't refuse. I kid you not, this really happened. You look at the history books. The Ridvaz wasn't afraid of anybody. He said, this meat is treif. Finished, meat is treif. The mafia did not take kindly to that. He wasn't afraid of anybody. But one, I'm told it happened on a Friday night. Some commentator says, Rebbe, you are dead tomorrow morning. I know the mafia. You're going to be dead tomorrow morning. Dead. What's it called? Like concrete boots? Is that what they call it? The bottom of the Chicago River? That's it. They put the fatwa, I don't know what it was called in those days. Mafia order was. I'm missing some kind of Italian term, whatever it is. You're going to be... Yeah. Friday night, I got on the train. Shabbos, got on the train. To New York, and went off to Tzfat. The mafia wasn't going to start up with a mitzvah. They had their way. They kept serving the meat, which is not really kosher. It's kosher, whatever it was. We have the Yerushalmi. They got the money to print it. And everyone wins, except the Nebuch, the people in Chicago. They weren't given the properly kosher meat. That's how the story goes. So he came to Tzfat in the first decade of the 20th century. Again, you can read his history. He had some relatives whom we left behind in America. I'm not exactly sure the family tree. I think it was a Rabbi Konovitz, who was a son-in-law, who was a rabbi somewhere in New Jersey. You can do the history, I'm sure you can figure this out from the book. And he was the head of that Gudas Rabbanim or something. And then the family tree goes on, even to something to do with the 9/11 tragedy, if I'm not mistaken. It was a someone in the family, a son-in-law, something is. I get some of my historical facts mixed up. Anyway, he's the Ridvaz. He wrote a thing called Beis Ridvaz. He criticizes the Pasa Shulchan. Fine. Pasa Shulchan called his Ikar Sefer Pasa Shulchan because he added to the Shulchan Aruch. based upon the Rambam's Lashonis, and then it's called Beis Yisrael. That's a lengthy piece. So read Kundras HaShemitah. That's what the Ridvaz called it. Also goes 22 pages. Obviously, they share the pages. So each was only 11 pages. But okay, it's still pretty extensive. So now, he tries to very, very hard to prove that the Kesef Mishnah Pshat and the Rambam cannot be. It can't be. It's not sustainable. Not sustainable. It just doesn't work. However, he has to deal with something else. Because the Pas HaShulchan threw in something else, a new vart. A new vart, Rabbi Osai. A new vart, which he mentions, we might say even what we call kind of Derech Agav. Afka Shrocha is only Derech Agav. But the Pas HaShulchan puts a lot of stock into this idea. So even if you're not going to accept what the Kesef Mishnah said in Perek Dal, Halacha Chavtes, because the questions against it are too powerful, still, he can still be right with respect to Shemitah. He can be wrong with respect to Truma, which is the whole yisod of what he said in Chavtes, based on Halacha Yud, in Hichos Trumas. He may be right anyway. Why may he be right anyway? The Pasuk. Before the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, this is, even if you're not a Balkar, but the first Aliyah, people get a lot of exposure to. You hear it four times every week. I would guess the average Jew knows the first Aliyah better than anything else, because he hears it four times a week. I guess only hears one time a week. Vaysa Shabbas Ha'aretz. What's the next word? What's the next word? Lachem. Lachem. On the word Lachem, it says Lachem v'lo l'nachrim. Sounds familiar? Other areas of it. By Ochel Nefesh. Hu levade yosa lachem. Lachem v'lo l'nachrim. There it means you're not supposed to cook on Yontif for a nachri. You shouldn't even invite him for that reason. So if you look, the Sifra Taras Konim says right there, lachem v'lo l'nachrim. If you look at the classical Mepharshim, you look in the Rash and the Raven and the Torah's Kohanim, they say it means the same thing over here. It means Lachem, it's for you to eat and not to give to Nachum to eat. Peiros with Kedusha Shvius have to be treated with great respect. You have to give it the maximum way of utilizing it. For example, you're supposed to use it for eating purposes, not for laundering purposes. If it's going to be used as some kind of a detergent, that's no good. Shouldn't give it to a behema if it's meant for machal adam. Don't do business with it, schora. All these other uses are excluded fundamentally from the word lachem. It's meant right? Shabbas oras lachem la'achla. You should eat it. That's what they say. Shouldn't be given. There's a problem with that problem. Is my malbim still here? Or we put it back on the shelf. Can we be with the malbim on Vayikra? I had it here for a while. You have it there. Dvar. Okay. If you can find Vayikra Aleph in the malbim, if it's there, it'll be helpful. So the Malbim says that the pshat pshat is a shver pshat. Why? Take a look, Rabbi Osei, in the Rambam. In Perek Hey, Halacha Yud Gimel, it's on the Ma'am of Karmis. I can show it to you from a Tosef and Shvius, but it's going to be fast if you all have Rambams. Thank you so much. Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, Perek Hey, Halacha Yud Gimel. Rabbi Osei, pay careful attention. Perek Hey, Halacha Yud Gimel. What does it say? Perish Shvius and Machilin also on the Goy. Below the Sachir. Vimhoya Sachir, Shabbos or Shona, Chodesh, or Shakotzmas and also of Olaf, Hirka Anche Beso or Machilin also. Based on the Tosefta Rabosai, Perikay. Okay? What is the religion of this Sakhir? Is the Sakhir Jewish or is the Sakhir not Jewish? How do you read it? Take a look in the Mari Kurkus. Nirali, Debachsanoi, Goy Mari. Goy. So the question becomes, Ribbono Shel Olam, if there's some kind of a problem giving the food to a non-Jewish person, how does it help that he happens to be working for you? Very nice he's working for you. So what gives you the heter? So the Malbim asks this kasha. The Malbim, as you know, are the Perish. Whoa. I made a big mistake. Baker Beis. He's not thinking. Why am I thinking? Is it there? The Beis I took off the shelf at one point was on my desk. So I'm hoping it's there. So the Malbim asks the kasha. What's pshat? If it's in fact Osir Menat Torah, assume it's a real din, Lachem V'lol L'Nachrim, then how in the world is it permissible just because he happens to be working for you? So he's working for you. So you can do an Issa Daraisa because he's working for you.
That's not bothering
him. He means for you. Yeah. Your work is for you. Okay, one could suggest that. Thank you so much. I'm sorry for bothering you twice. I read the Malbim. Very beginning of Parshas Bahar. Posuk Vov. V'hoysa Shabbas Oros Lachem Le'ochlo. So it says in the Sifra, what does it mean? Lachem li'ochlo, Rabbosai. What does it mean? The mind akum. Can't give it to an akum. Fine. Of course, the problem becomes, what about an achsanoi? So therefore, for Rambam lo rotsa lefarish osa laachilam laakum the yistam mashkot v'chazeh, you can give to a certain achsanoim. So what do you learn pshat? What do you learn pshat? Pshat is Rabbi Osai that Bolamait akum shakona karka eretz Yisrael uzra b'shvius perigdal and shmita v'yovel alachachov tes. The Malbim said this pshat on his own. Didn't quote anybody who said it before him. The Afkas Rochel seems to say that as well. The Pasa Shulchan is very big into this drasha. Even if you'll slug up Rav Yosef Karo in what he says in Peridal Aloch of Tes, at the reason why, we haven't even read it yet, so it's already, she is almost, let's open together. It's going to be the focus of our attention for a long time. Let's read the words together. Perek Dalach Chavtes. Goy shekona karka beretz Yisrael. Uzra b'shvius peroseha mutarim. The $64,000 question, which the Rambam could have solved with a few more strokes of the pen, but he didn't. What does it mean, mutarim? Mutarim means with kusha shvius or without kusha shvius. So let's read the next line. Shalogazu al hasfichin. What's this word sfichin all about? We haven't discussed it yet. Some of the Makar Maram Kohas talk about it. What is a pasuk in Chumash, right? A sfich ketzircha. But what does the word sfichin mean in the parlance of those who learn Masechta Shavuos? Anybody know? What grows by itself? What grows by itself? A peach, a grape, that's called svichin? Grass. Something which normally requires human intervention to get it to grow. It grew by itself, honest to goodness. Rabbanan said, Osir, because if we're going to allow it, next thing you know, we'll have unscrupulous farmers who will plant it. Oh, it grew by itself. So this applies to vegetables and grain. Does not apply to fruits, because fruits in fact do grow by themselves.
So the Rambam writes, "Shelo gazu al asvichim elav bnei over avera," which you said, "va'agoyim einem mitzuvin al asvichis k'desh nigzer aleim." Great. So there's no way to svichim. No way to svichim. Well, what about kedushas per shvius? Yes or no? Rav Yosef Kara says no. This is it. This is the famous. This is it. This is the. This is the biggest fight of our whole Zman. It's starting right over here. If it grows by a goy, there is no kedusha shvius. Why not? Are you passing ain kinyan? Oy, writes the Kesef Mishnah because there's a whole attack. He says. He quotes a kafta beferach. That's not what he says. Ari paskin. He says ein kinyan. He says whoever introduces ein kinyan in this argument, Rabosai forgot something. Ishta mitse mashachos le rabbeinu and aleph alach yunichos trumas ein kinyan legoy beretz afkim and amitzvus ha'ilinyan shem chazar yisrael lekocha mimenu ena kikibush yachid. When the land is still in the hands of the goy, mufkasi. Ay, mashaperu seim chayav b'maiser. No, ain't a welak shemircham Yisrael dafka. Because when it comes to trumas maiser, it's a second opportunity to become chayav, called miruach. But when it comes to what shmita, is only one time. That is the agricultural milestone called the onus of maisers. And if it, at that time it belonged to a guy, same as Bikurim. That's why Reb Chaim is so critical. He abandoned us at the end. Because Shemitah and Bikurim are similar in this respect. Says the Pasa Shulchan. Even if you'll tell me that it's impossible to sustain this Shtigl Torah of Rav Yosef Karo. Why? Because you have kashas. Reb Chaim at the end of the day seems to have a kasha, etc., etc., etc. Afal Pikein, Reb Osai, what he says is true. Why is what he says true? L'chevel al-Nachri said it on his own. For those who want to look it up later on, it's on page Mem Tes Samad Aleph in this print. L'chevel al-Nachri. Achaz man rab iyanti b'loshen maran af kasrov l'sim l'chav dalet. He says on his own. Don't quote any sifra. In Banu Ladon Yosef Tam Yeshlomar, aside from what he said until now, Sheyesh lo kinyan lafkia mishvius tekrok siv v'hoyse Shabbas oretz lochem lochem lo legoy. V'dein hanyan li hasichan nosis of Yisrael mishklov. Kamarav guver demar and amar misvaroso. Masha sisi lo smuchos shal or toras kohanim mefurish kozeh. That he's so happy to see of Yosef Karo on his own as mechavet to the toras kohanim. Others might take it. What do you mean? He didn't know the Torah's Kohanim. He was lucky to call it Torah Kula. So Shlomo Zalman, we'll get to that, says, nah, come on. This compliment is a backhanded compliment. He meant it without the Torah's Kohanim. Torah Kohanim can be interpreted the way the Rashi and the Raiva understand it. L'chev lo l'nachrim. Comes along the Ridvaz. All right, this whole Arichas is a... is discussing the other issue, the main issue. What do you do with this? He says, no, that's not the correct pshat. The correct pshat is the pshat of the Rash and the Ravid, the classical Rishonim. It comes to tell you that you should not give it to a Nachri. That's the correct pshat. This idea of this new drasha, Rabosai, this new limud of Lechem below the Nachrim is, in the words of the Ritvaz, an afterthought. How do you say an afterthought in Lashon HaKodesh? An afterthought. Who wants to say the word afterthought? So, it's fascinating. Zeh Poshet, the last two lines on page Nundal Amar Alef. The Mevi Advar Malul Halalu Achore hakulmus ul eze sniff. Achore hakulmus, behind the pen. Sniff mi alma. Ain bonim is en shimraya. He should have said a pilpul about it. He just mentioned it's just sifra. No. Sifra means lachem. the other way. The way the Rash and the Ravid understood it. Don't give it to a Nachri. Both are out of time. We had a fascinating discussion, an initial discussion of this question. We had it tomorrow. We're making slow progress. I want to tell you Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's approach to this, which is Madane Eretz, which we have the original print from. Yes, and we'll continue in these very fascinating matters, which is the crux of the machlokes, the most important machlokes in the Cheshmita of the Kaka Shogoy. Siyata D'Shemayim. Okay.